You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money, and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. A race to understand outdoor transmission, a new set of guidelines for reopening offices, and difficult decisions for IVF patients. Here's what you should know. Without a vaccine, understanding the way the coronavirus spreads is key to preparing for the next phase of the pandemic. Reopening plans for many cities largely center on making more outdoor space available for walking, exercising, and even dining. This relies on the uncontroversial notion that disease doesn't spread as easily outside as it does in enclosed spaces. But understanding exactly why that is could become the most important countermeasure public health experts can deploy. After months of closed workplaces and social distancing, the CDC has issued new guidelines detailing how office buildings can reopen, urging employers to have careful plans that are clearly communicated to staff beforehand. For the space itself, the agency recommends proper ventilation systems and increasing the flow of outdoor air. The guidelines also emphasize the importance of encouraging staff to report symptoms and any possible exposure to the virus. In March, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine issued a moratorium on new fertility treatments, urging all clinics to close their doors. As a result, women throughout the U.S. have been waiting to resume IVF cycles with concern and frustration. Now, as fertility clinics gradually reopen, patients and doctors must weigh the risks of seeking pregnancy during a pandemic against waiting too long to try. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.